views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I have been traveling around the globe sharing transforming information, meeting amazing visionaries and authors and speakers, magicians, and it's my pleasure to share inclusive information in an expansive way to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. And we love to hear from you. You can call in if you have any questions for our guests today or you just want an energetic shift. 1-800-930-2819. If you have a question and you want to connect, my guest today is Angel Ortega, publisher of Issues Magazine since 1990 and promoter of the Spring Festival of Awareness and Wise Woman's Festival at Naramata in beautiful British Columbia. These annual events awaken and inspire us to stay on the alternative path, be it for body, mind, and or soul. 300-plus people have been attending these events annually, and the upcoming Spring Festival of Awareness is in its 36th year. It is the and the Wise Women's Festival is in its 18th year this year. They are the oldest events of this nature in Canada, and you know, right here in the heart of the mountains in this in beautiful British Columbia. Today, Angel lives at and organizes Johnson's Retreat Center in the Kootenays, as well as printing and distributing 30,000 magazines around BC and Alberta. And the retreat center holds over 20 workshops in a year. The garden, that the food they eat there is grown from the garden. It's organic, permaculture style, serving vegetarian food. And, you know, Angel is the driving force behind all this. Good morning, Angel. It's so awesome to have you back on The Truth is Funny.
Oh, good morning. Yes, indeed. You have quite jazzy music going over that intro. Wow.
You like that. That's Brian, our producer. He always picks the best music.
All right.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Brian. Good morning. So, Angel, you know, my dad, his name is Maurice, and he used to say, you know, shift or get off the pot. He was like an entrepreneur like you. And I know that you've been doing like these festivals for over 25 years now. And I'm just wondering, what drives you to do this?
Oh, a promise to my angels.
And what did you promise your angels?
That I would do anything for sunshine.
Hey, and it worked because it's beautiful and sunny here today.
Oh, it! I lead an amazing life. You know, whenever I travel, I always have sunshine, and I only go where my angels want me to go. So I feel like I am very well looked after.
And, you know, you look after a lot of people also, you know, and
and then a few years ago, I read about the weather dragons. And so now I got them on my side, too. So I'm pretty much guaranteed sunshine
wherever
I go.
That's something that we always joke about. Like this is, I've been out at the Spring Festival speaking, I think 4 years now, is it? You probably remember you have like so many people come and go. And, you know, tell us a little bit about this upcoming event. It's on April 25th to 27th of this year. And, you know, tell people about it.
I'm always amazed. And when people ask me questions about it, all I ever get to say, it's magical. But as I set up the workshops and read all the various words that instructors, you know, have given to me so that I can make up the schedule, because that's our North American style, is we like to know what's going on ahead of time. And so, you know, I read through these amazing women and men who've just done incredible things in their life to change or shift, whether it's kindness or angel talk or herbalism or learning about Ayurvedic, but the depths of which all these various people have opened themselves up to learning more so that they can heal themselves. It just amazes me how deeply so many good people are out there learning about themselves and so that they can help others, because that's all that we ever do. We learn something so that we can teach it back.
Yeah, and it is a magical place going out to Naramata. I've in particular have had some amazing experiences at Naramata while speaking there. I've, you know, over the years, and you know, just going to the other, you know, when you have time, going, you know, if you, you know, to go to some of the other workshops that you have, and just, you know, meet with these people, and it's so much fun talking to people who have a view of the world where they want to uplift it. And as you said, you know, learn about yourself. When we allow ourselves to step into our potential, we allow everybody else around us to do the same. And we actually encourage it. And that's an extremely, something that I really, really admire about you is, because it's not a small undertaking to put something of this caliber together. Like, generally, how many people are out there in a year?
We bring in 35 instructors and 35 healers. And sometimes it overruns and, you know, goes more into the closer to 40. But we usually try to keep it to, you know, about 70 to 80. I mean, overall, we get like about 100 volunteers that help hold it together. And we get, you know, a couple of hundred people register for it. And it's just a mix and match. It's like a smorgasbord, so that even if you know quite a bit, this kind of helps you refine how do I take information in and how do I learn. And so when you get to choose from an amazing variety of instructors, and each one of them says the truth in just a little bit slightly different ways so that you can hear it. That's what makes the magic of it, is the we're all saying the same thing. We're all wanting to empower people so that we can be the brightest light they can be. And we all say it back in just this slightly different tone, or whether it be the herbs or the angels or access consciousness or EFTs or, you know, there's just so many things out there now that are inspiring other people, and it's a accelerated time that we're in.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's the thing is about Naramata is that it's in such a beautiful, beautiful setting. You know,
you're out on the lake,
and you know, all the big, beautiful willow trees. I mean, they're my favorite out
they
there,
are.
And you know, the people are all so, and the food, the food you serve is so delicious out there, you know, and it's all organic, and, you know, and it's so wonderful to gather with all those people, and you see everybody's smiling faces. You see, it's very interesting to watch people when they're there, because they come and they're a little bit nervous or whatever, and at the end, everybody's all loving, and you know, it's
right.
Fun. Everybody, it's like when you spend 3 days together in a setting like that, it allows for you to be in this place where it becomes like family. by the end of the weekend. And that's, I just love that about it. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, publisher of Issues Magazine, Angel Ortega. We're going to be right back. We're just going to take a little break here for a short minute, and we love to hear from you. Call in at 1-800-930-2819. If you're calling just to share an experience from Naramata, or you just want to have an energetic shift, let's make some shift happen.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
To The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is an amazing woman who is sharing all of her wonderful information at the Spring Festival of Awareness in gorgeous Naramata, B.C., Angel Ortega. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. And Angel, before we continue, can you just give everyone your contact information just so that, you know, they know how to get to the festival and how to register for it and all of that?
Okay, well, if they wish to contact me, it's a different phone number than the registration. I kind of just answer questions and overall things, and my phone number is 250-366-0038. But Marion does the registration for the healers, for the registration people, and for the store space, and her phone number is 250-497-6861. And she only has one phone, so if you phone in and it's busy, then just leave a message and she'll catch you back as soon as she can.
Awesome. And how can people look up the festival online?
Type in Issues Magazine, probably, you know, .net, so issuesmagazine.net, because I'm a networker. And or you could probably just type in Spring Festival of Awareness. You know, we've had a website now for probably close to 20 years, so I'm right up there on the listings of finding me.
Okay. So it pays to be in the game that long.
It does. You kind of build up bonus points.
So, Angele, tell us some more about how your journey like that that brought you to this place.
Of
doing this, like what, you know, we don't have a whole lot of, I know it's like a, because you've been doing the spring, as I said, you've been hosting this event for well over 25 years. And, you know, I just share with the listeners, like how you ended up doing this.
I can say I have voices in my head that speak every so often. And when they speak, you know, I could kind of shrug them off and go, oh, well, you know, I don't have enough skills to do this or that. But usually that voice is an amplification of a deeper desire. And I had been wanting to learn more about the alternative stuff, and I'd always grown my food organically or mostly organic and, you know, been part of food co-ops, and I was kind of hanging out with the right crowd to meditate and try to breathe in and take life in rather than having life absorb you, which is what so much of America sort of seems to allow. So it, in that process, it was a voice from the sky that, before that, I started the festival, and that was on that first show, and that was more of just a psychic reader came in, and he kind of led the way and said, Angele, that festival has to continue. And I kind of went, oh, right, yeah, I've gone to it a couple of times. Yeah, I forgot that I never got a notification. And he said, no, we gotta make sure this keeps going. This is a good thing. So from there, he kind of set me up, and I realized that I was doing it, and it was much easier than I thought. And then after that, I was kind of going for this walk, and this voice in the sky said, start a magazine. And because I kind of hear these voices regularly, I just remember looking up and saying, what would I call it? And it said, issues. And I said, oh, why couldn't it be something nicer? Because, you know, shared vision was out there in common ground. And I always thought issues was kind of a boring name for a magazine. But I said, well, you get me all the things I need, like a computer and a car and some skills, and I'll see what I can do. And life after that became a toboggan ride down a hill. It changed so fast that, you know, your head just kind of, you just kind of keep knocking your head and shaking your head a little bit every morning and kind of going, okay, this is my new life. And it was great. The exhilaration that you feel is just so uplifting once you get into what the angels have kind of set you up for. And I think it's really important that we tune back into those subtle voices and clues that, you know, we all have something to offer, and it's all a very unique path. And together is what makes the puzzle become comprehensible. And so it's important that we each listen to this inner guidance that comes from a deeper spot of ourselves or maybe the universe. So it's been exciting, and I continue it onwards.
Yeah, because quite often what happens is, you know, that voice that you're speaking of, that's our inner knowing, our inner understanding, that voice sometimes will say things that is not what you would think you were going to be doing.
Right. I was already studying graphology. I knew where I was going. I found my niche into the alternative field, and I was going to do it. But what happened next is my graphologist said I flunked my exam. And I went like, what? So I cried a little bit. And, okay, then I need to find something to do. And so then the festival was sitting on my plate. So I thought, okay, then I'll do the festival for the next year and then go back and write my graphology exam. And, of course, life kind of takes over. And eventually when I did write my exam, I said to my instructor, I said, well, how come I failed that exam? And she said, it was the weirdest thing. She says, this big angel came into my room and said, you put an X on that. She said, I didn't dare to do anything else. So, you know, she was intuitive. I was just picking up on them. And so then it got past because, you know, when you're getting out of the real world of making money and being a lifeguard and raising a family that I was still doing, Life is much more in blocks of information. It doesn't have the flow that happens when you let go of that training or fear or conditioning that our parents brought us up to, because that's where it's safe. And you know, maybe 10 lifetimes ago, we had lived in a much more free-flow way. But in our world today, most of us are brought up in blocks of information. This is what you do to make secure your home or to secure an education. And you don't step outside of those boxes. But today, the world is shifting, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, when you look at it, what are you noticing? Because when you've been doing this long, what is one of the biggest changes that you're noticing right now?
That more and more people are finally kind of hearing that voice. For me, it was very loud, and I'm sure it is in the other realms of the angels and the devic forces that try to, you know, bring to consciousness our awareness of the universe. And so those voices for many are becoming much more promptings. And there's not as much security anymore in the world. So things happen, and I think people have to either, you know, they either face the fact of reality, or they get to go into this alternative world of maybes, possibilities. You know, I don't have to be a bricklayer for the rest of my life. Maybe I can do whatever it is that the voices have been asking for ever so long to be part of. And it's important that we all take and become part of this mosaic that we are. And so that shows up in dreams for me, and the people I meet, and the things that are offered free. I tend to just, oh, isn't that interesting? That's coming into my life. And rather than going, oh, I don't know anything about it.
Well, you know, out at Naramata there, as I said, it is magical there. And, you know, even like last year, I was out there speaking at the Spring Festival of Awareness. And, you know, I shared a couple of workshops with people. And on my way to go for lunch, you know, like a week later, I was still here in the Okanagan. And to go for lunch, I drove past the house and ended up buying it. And
magic.
So since I was out there at the Spring Festival of Awareness last year, I ended up buying a house here in not far, about an hour and a half from the Naramata there, and very close to a pyramid, which I love because I love Egypt and I love the pyramid there. And it's really cool to have one in my down the road. And, you know, I ended up moving from Saskatchewan to BC, and all just driving by a house and looking over and saying, oh, look, there's a house for sale there. I wasn't really planning on it, but it's like when you get fine-tuned to that voice and you realize that it's, you know, that's your heart speaking to you. That's your consciousness speaking to you and letting you know. And the universe shows us these things in the most fun ways, like, you know, the little signs that we'll have to, you know, do this or to do that. And, you know, we have such a large group of like around Naramata, the energy is very magical. And I feel that in big part because of all of the energy that you've put in out there. Like, what does it require from you to put this event together?
I have, over the years, kept attracting more and more amazing help. You know, it took me probably 4 months the very first time to find enough people that could help set up and organize, because originally we had a children's festival as part of it because we all had kids and this was an important part for us to include the kids into it. And that's what it came to us, because it had been running. The Spring Festival of Awareness actually started in the Kootenays 10 years before I took it over. And so it had been passed around a few times. And then when it didn't happen 1 year, that's came into my life and sort of said, well, whatever happened to the festival? I taught at it last year, and I really want to go back and teach at it. And so he ended up was the one who prompted me to find out about it. And I said, oh, well, maybe find somebody who is good at doing those things. And so we both phoned around, anybody I phoned also, they were too busy to take it on. And that's when Peter, who was a wonderful psychic back then, he had big ego was his guiding force. And he said, well, why don't you do it? And I just kind of remember going like, I don't know if I have enough knowingness, because I was had quit my job thinking I was going to become a handwriting analysis, because I had gotten my voice. I'd gotten a voice very clearly, because I was a lifeguard. And this voice came in and said, you know, Angel, smile. And I kind of went like, huh? And what had happened was my
smile?
Boss
Did you had, say smile?
Yeah, the voice. That was really when I've always heard voices, but this voice was right in the middle of my work day. And I was a lifeguard, and I was walking around the swimming pool. And this voice came into my head like a roar, like it was screaming at me, and it said, smile, Angel, smile. And I finally looked up and saw my boss with this frown on his face, because I wasn't being a proper lifeguard.
Okay, right, Angel, we're just going to have you finish that thought after we go to break, because we're running out of time here again. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
I I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. Feel free to call in if you want to ask Angela any questions or you want an energetic shift, 1-800-930-2819. We love to hear from you. Today, I am having fun with Angela Ortega, who is the promoter of the Spring Festival of Awareness. And Angela, you were just telling us about how you you've been running this event for over 30 years, or close to 30 years now, and how you know, at the time that you started, it was just a voice, like basically listening to your intuition that you would go forward and do this. And so, you know, and that at that time, not having the skills, and then you were told just smile. And then what happened?
Well, like I said, I was a lifeguard walking the deck, and I had gotten this new boss in. And apparently I didn't check his hand signals often enough, so he was riding me pretty hard that week. And so anyway, on one of my rounds around the deck, this voice inside of my head was like screaming at me, saying, smile. And I'm saying, I'm talking to myself, going, I'm not going to smile at that. Him and I aren't, you know, having a very good day anyway. And so by about, you know, by the time I did the four corners, and I know the rules to look up and check to make sure that all the hands were up and there's nobody drowning. And, you know, so I was doing my routine according to his procedure. And as I rounded the deck, this voice was just screaming at me, said, smile, Angel. And so to smile, I finally looked up at him, and he had his hand up in the air, and he had this scowl on his face. And I knew I'd be pulled off the deck and told what a terrible lifeguard I was. And so I knew that was the beginning of the change, because these voices at that point were getting very loud in my head, but they had something different for me to do. And so when I got home that evening, I always call my voices in, or call God in on the carpet and say, what is this all about? What is it that you want me to do? I don't really understand. And so the voices were very kind with me, and they said, you know, your time is up, and we've got another job for you to do. Was basically, this was more quiet at night, and it's not quite that clear, but I got the gist that I had 6 months to quit this job because it was something very important that I was to be doing in the world. And I kind of just remember feeling like, how am I going to support my family? I mean, this, I was making a good wage as a lifeguard, and how do you revamp your whole life? But they gave me 6 months. So I started making the changes, and life has been a roller coaster ride ever since.
Well, because things have a tendency to fall into place when you use your intuition and you take consistent steps of action towards your goals. And that's the thing that why I wanted you to share that story with with our listeners, is that for a lot of people, following that inner voice, it seems strange to them, because quite often it's not what people around you are doing. Throughout our history, you know, we've had many and people that are forward thinkers, that think out of the box, you know, are quite often ridiculed, or they are, you know, in the old days, burned at the stake, etc.
Yes,
and so, you know, with the Inquisition. And so we want, you know, like a lot of people have a fear of stepping into that, and they think maybe they don't have the skills that they have. And then when you follow your heart and you follow your intuition and your inner guidance systems, what happens is you end up, maybe going down a path that was totally not what you were expecting. That's, you know, I've talked to so many people who have done that, and you're a living example of it, because as you said, you didn't think you had the skills or the equipment necessary. And how did that all fall into place?
Well, I was running something, because when I had given up my job as a lifeguard, because that's what that whole incident led to, I started running the Metaphysical Society in Penticton, and I had been bringing in some psychics, because that's what people wanted to hear. And so Peter Morris was a psychic who was channeling Big Eagle, I think his name was, and he had plans for me. So, and unbeknownst to me, he just came up and said, Angel, that festival has to continue. It happened, you know, for 9 years. I loved it. It was great. And last year it didn't happen, and you've got to find someone to do it. And so I phoned, and he phoned, and we had lunch the next day, and we gave our results in, and he looked at me, and he said, well, why don't you do it? And I don't think I have the skills. He said, I'll help you. Be nothing to it. He was quite British. And so within 3 months, I realized that I could do it. And he then dropped out of the picture. And I was, because I'd started the Metaphysical Society, every meeting I'd say, oh, I'm doing this festival, and who wants to help? And slowly over time, I end up with enough people to help me make it happen.
And you know, you have a lot of volunteers. Like it takes, you know, as I said, it's a large undertaking having, you know, there's camping there, and then there's also residences for people to stay. And how does that, you know, like putting all of that together and the meals and the store and the, you know, the beautiful decorations and whoa.
Well, that has all evolved because this is now my 28th year of organizing the festival. And the biggest thing I can remember from that very first festival is because Laura was doing the opening ceremonies, and so we all kind of got behind her and marched into the gym. And I remember going past the doors and thinking, oh, I should have decorated. after the whole thing was over, I think we had about 80 people showed up that year because the festival had been going earlier by another person he had organized. Harry and Nora Jukes had organized the festival for years before that in the Kootenays. And so I was kind of, but it didn't happen 1 year. And people were kind of going like, darn, that was such a great festival.
Well, because look what people get out of that festival. Like, what have you seen from people that attend? Like, how have you seen people change when they come and go from there?
Some people just kind of hang on to their seat and they go like, wow, I can feel energy. I read about it and I talk about it, but I can actually feel energy. So that's the biggest wake-up step for those. We call them newbies, kind of stepping onto the path. They're out there buzzing around trying to figure out what this alternative, quote-unquote, new age stuff is all about, which is really old age stuff, getting back in touch with ourselves. But a lot of that has been, forced out of our systems. Our knowingness has been squashed by some of our schooling systems and by our parents telling us that we can't hear voices, or if you do, you're going to be mentally insane, or, you know, and I never really talked about my voices until probably like 10, 12 years ago. Till then, they were all pretty quiet because I knew people would think I'd be nuts and I'd be burned at the stake once again. So those are very painful old memories that I think many of us have hung on to. So we dabble in it very cautiously, but at this point in our evolution, I think it's very important that we all start trusting this inner guidance. And so with the Issues magazine, it's one of the things that I write about in my column in the Musings, is to trust this inner guidance, because it really is the truth to our gifts that we give to the world.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the whole point of what I've been doing also, is just I want to share information that inspires people to step into their potential. And as each and every one of us do that, you know, and I find this this event is such an amazing way to do it. You can look up the Spring Festival of Awareness on, you can Google it, Issues Magazine, and also Spring Festival of Awareness in Naramata, BC. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. It's just a pleasure to have you here, Angele. And we're going to be right back to connect on the Higher Self Network, and we'll do a shift for everybody listening in, and just a nugget of wisdom from the Vector. We'll be right back and make some more shift happen.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth of Funny, and I am right now going to just connect with Angele. I call it the Higher Self Network for anyone listening in that's maybe feeling a little pressure right now, feeling a little bit, I'm in connection with a lot of people, around the world. And a lot of people are really feeling this energy coming in from all the, you know, the harsh talk right now about World War III talk. I'm getting to point out to people that, that type of energy that, 111 energy, that is like an energetic portal. And we want to be really very conscious of what our thoughts are at this time, so that every thought that we have, if we connect that to the Higher Self Network, we're all in connection with each other. And every thought that we have around that, we want to let go of the fear and step into the love. And because as Angele was saying, if we listen to that inner voice, it takes us to beautiful places. And we all have that potential. We all have that ability. We are steering our reality 24/7. I'm really excited about this year out at the Spring Festival, because I'm sharing two programs. And one of the programs that I'm sharing is actually a program about how to be irresistible, and that's about energetically shifting yourself, to communicate your infinite potential to others. Because what happens is, when we reflect ourselves out there in our best light, then we what people give back to us is that beauty that we're putting out there. And we are all a reflection of each other. We're all connected on the Higher Self Network, as I said, and we're all totally in communication with each other on that network at every time. My other event that I have out there is E equals MC squared, which is like really something I'm excited about also. It's something I've been working on for the last 3 years. When I went and studied with Nassim Haramein from the Resonance Project Foundation, it made such a huge change in my life that I ended up going out there and becoming an emissary of that program about sustained living for the planet, energy for everyone, clean water for everyone. If we have clean, free energy, then we have clean, free water for everyone also around the planet. And I've been studying how is it possible that we are all in connection in this way? How is it possible that remote healing takes place? And I'm going to be sharing that at the Spring Festival. And in a, I figured it out how to say it in a way that it's simple. And, you know, I've been simplifying it, and, you know, for myself and now for others also. And so I'm excited to be able to share those two programs there. And, you know, for Angele, what are you noticing? Because you're in connection with a lot of people, you know, with all the harsh talk around the world right now. What would you advise people right now? What to do about that when the fear creeps in?
Breathe. Just breathe deep and let it pass right through you, and just know that, you know, it's an illusion that they're creating out there. And it is real in some ways, but we don't have to buy into the fear. We can change it around into love, and it is possible that the standard media on the radio is all about the bad things that happen. And very little of, you know, all the good things that most people do. And so they're trying to, you know, because the radio stations or the big news, the big ones, are all owned by people who make money off of fear. You got to buy this because it's going to wear out, or this is the latest fashion, or, you know, and so they want us to become, you know, our choices be made out of fear. And so they're amping this whole thing. I don't really listen. I haven't listened to the radio except when I'm traveling somewhere, perhaps, if I don't listen to my great sounding, you know, inspirational tapes that I listen to. I try not to connect in with that energy because it is very overpowering to hear all the doom and gloom all the time.
And that's why it's so beautiful to be having like an opportunity like this right now to share this type of information. And this is, there's many, outlets for that now. And this is what I'm finding is that people want to focus on, what's information that's inspirational. And that's why I have been gathering people to share information that inspires and uplifts people from different experts I've met around the world, people who move energy, people who are stepping into their truth as you have, and, you know, to empower others to also do the same. And, you know, that's something that right now I'm working on some upcoming seminars in Germany and in Toronto in May. And I'm actually collaborating with a colleague of mine that I've been working with for almost 5 years now, Mark Kettenbach from Germany. And our seminar is 3 days, 2 coaches, 1 truth, energetic upgrade. It's fun when shift happens. And, you know, our goal with these seminars that are coming up is to share information and tools with people that we've gathered on our journey to, you know, so that people, if you take the information in and you have the tools, you put those tools into practice and you start to steer your reality, steer your life in a very kind, loving way, and in a way that benefits the entire planet. And we want to strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, your voice matters. That's what I learned when I, with my E equals MC squared, everything is energy. It's, When you realize how we are all connected and how we all are playing our part here, and, you know, have this beautiful opportunity to share this information today, you know, through Transformation Talk Radio, it's just amazing that people are now starting to step up into that. And it's not as like foreign as it used to be. You know, this week, actually, on Friday, I have an interview with Shefali Burns, and she's from Ottawa, Ontario. She's running a telesummit that'll be at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. So that's an opportunity for people to tune in and you know, I just wanted to share with people that if you want to get in connection with me, you can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny.com. And we also, you can contact me on my new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette. And you, if you like us there, what I have a free gift for you. And it's something I've been working on also for 3 years is showing people how to charge crystals and then use those crystals to place in water to clear the water. I'm all about like letting, you know, we each can do our part in that way. And a lot of people, if people gather and they have the same intention, you know, there's so much talk about the radioactive waters from Fukushima and that. And this is one, a gift that I have. Anybody can do it. It's pretty, it's a doc, you know, like a report. And then it's also a recording on how to charge the crystal, gather people together, and place them in the bodies of the water with the intention of cleansing those waters and letting go of the fear of the radioactivity, and also working towards energetically shifting the animals in the water that are also affected by this, the beautiful, you know, our whales and dolphins and all of those other beautiful animals. And so that's something that if you just go to The Truth is Funny with Colette and like it there, you'll receive that free gift. I just wanted to say, you know, thank you so much, Angel, for being on our show here. It's been a real pleasure to connect with you, and I'm really looking forward to the upcoming event, you know, at Spring Festival of Awareness. And, you know, do you have any last parting words for everybody before we say goodbye here?
They can check out my website, issuesmagazine.net, because I'm a networker, and that will connect them into the festival schedule for this year. And it is amazing. It's just the best way to describe it. And so have a look at the schedule, see if it is makes your time, you know, because you have to fit it into your time frame, and sometimes that takes a while before people see something and then decide that it's about time to do it. And it'll keep happening, so great that more people hear about the festival, because it's
awesome.
Well,
yeah, like so, you know, if you're listening out there and you want more information about the Spring Festival of Awareness, contact Angel. And thank you so much for listening. This is Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth is Funny. Bye for now, and until next week, let's make some more shift happen.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic, Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.